So prior to July 19th, Madison didn't beat Wisconsin Rapids at their home place. Last time was back in 2021. And a 2-2 from Parrish, fouled again, popped outside. Parrish, one walk, two strikeouts. Shirtle the cleanup batter. Two flyouts, one from Tucker and Hamilton in the base hit. From Harrell into left field. Parrish kicks, turns to 2-2. And once again, another foul ball back behind into the netting. Out of Eastern Michigan, plays his collegiate ball with former Rafter Logan Hugo. A native of Redding, California, the redshirt senior. The right-hander, righty on righty. Harrell stands at first. And a 2-2 from Parrish. And a breaking ball out, no way, at 80. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. 6-3 lead for the Rafters. Parrish looking for strikeout number three, the payoff. And a ball pumped out and away, fouled outside. Harrell was already on his way to second. But he'll have to get back to first. What a start for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs through three innings. Looking to hold Madison scoreless for the first two of the three. Parrish kicks the payoff. And down the plate for strike three. Schrodel can't believe it, but that's Bryson Parrish's third strikeout. We head to the top of the fourth. Rafters in front, 6-3.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, 6-3, Rafters in front. What a start it's been on the offensive side. Seven hits. They've gotten two home runs, including a grand slam from Ty Johnson, and the second home run came from James Bornick, his first of the season. But Levi Jensen leads off. He'll face a new pitcher, Andres Kleinsek, out of Madison College. 10 games appeared in with a 3-1 record. A native of Verona, Wisconsin, 17 innings. He's given up 13 hits, 6 runs, but 8 strikeouts for a 3.18 ERA. So Jensen, a base hit in the right field. So he's 1-for-1. Kleinsek, the right-hander, works and throws at a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. So Andres Kleinsek, you'll see the ball, the 1-1. He's appeared against the Rafters three times. The first time was back on June the 30th, where he went an inning, gave up a hit. July the 10th as well. And then another ball down low, 2-1. And then also July the 18th, where he went an inning, gave up a hit, a run, and three strikeouts. So the right-hander and the rising sophomore. And a 2-1 from Kleinsick. And there's a changeup, 2-2. Madison's really had trouble holding Rafters to runs. Yes, it's been two home runs, but seven hits. And a 2-2 to Jensen, and a swing and a ball bounced over the head of Kleinsack. Coming to charge it at it is Hamilton and throws it across his body to make the play. So top of the order, Ty Johnson, 2-for-2. A base hit his first time up and then a grand slam. So he's had a home run in four of his past six games. And a six RBI in each of his past six as well. And prior to that, and to the stretch of where he started it on August the 5th, he only had one home run all season. So towards the end of the season, really playing his best baseball. One down, and the 1-0 from Kleinsick is in for the zone, 1-1. So Ty Johnson has been the difference right now. Kleinsick looks in on Johnson, the 1-1, and a swing and a bounced ball into the glove of Fisher at shortstop and throws it on to first, and he gets two down. David Smigalski, 0-for-2. He'll step in. He flew out to left and struck out swinging. But a guy that leads the team in batting average with a .333. And 30 RBIs this past season for LaGrange College. Another Georgia native. And Kleinsick will go to work. And a ground ball that stays fair. It kind of died on the grass, but coming out to grab it is McCann. Steps out and tags first as Madison, probably their best defensive inning of today. They go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Rafters in front, 6-3.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fourth inning, Liam Moreno leads off as he'll see it a first pitch strike. Bryson Parrish back on the mound once more. Three innings, 58 pitches. He's given up three hits, three runs as Moreno swings and misses. 0-2. A walk and three strikeouts. A 6-3 lead for the Rafters. First time in the top half of this inning they've been held scoreless since the first. And the 0-2, and Moreno fouls it away. Moreno went struck out swinging. He's 0 for 1. 293 batter, 9 RBIs, a home run. And the 0-2 from Parrish. And reaching out for it is Moreno. He misses and sees the third strike. So Parrish up to 4 strikeouts. And Cal Fisher with a base hit. His first time up at the plate. 3 hits, 3 runs for the Mallards, but Rafters have doubled it. They lead 6-3. And working in here is Parrish. Throws outside at a breaking ball, 1-0. Just off the right corner. One gone. And the 1-0. Down the pipe at a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. 1-1 from Parrish, and a swing and a ground ball over to Johnson at shortstop. Fields it up and scoops it to throw to first. And he gets Fisher. 2 down. Keenan Taylor, a 3-run home run. His first time up into left field. So a great start for him. He got his 4th of the season. But one away, bottom of the 4th. Parrish sets, serves, and a swing and a ball popped up towards the second baseman, Moroic, who's under it to make the catch. And Wisconsin Rapids goes 1-2-3. We head to the top of the 5th inning. They lead 6-3 here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Four innings down and a 6-3 lead as we enter the top of the 5th inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, the Rafters, 6 runs, 4 in the second, 2 in the third. As Andres Kleinsek will throw at a first pitch ball out and away on Brendan Bobo, who's 1-for-2 in his last game here for the Rafters. Certainly has made an impact. And the 1-0 from Kleinsek down low at a ball. 2-0. Count. Andres Kleinsek nearing his 12th pitch. And a 2-0 to Bobo and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Fisher at shortstop. Scoops it up and the throw to first. He gets Bobo for 1 down. Anthony Gallison struck out and also had a double. He was able to cross home plate on that 2-run home run from Bornick. So Andres Kleinsek, 12 pitches. He's got an inning and a third. He's definitely had a lot better command than their starter, Frankie Wright. And he'll throw out a changeup there. Works in on the zone, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Gallison 1-for-2. A 247 batter at the plate. He'll see. And a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike. One out. Kleinsack kicks, turns the 1-1, and it hits Gallison on the left shoulder. So Gallison hit by a pitch. He'll take first. It's the first time this game we've seen a player get hit by a pitch. And Orlando Lordoy now flew out to center and also grounded out to first. So Lordoy, 0 for 2. Native of Panama City. Gallison's at first. One out. Kleinsack goes to work. There at a ball, 1-0. Oh, one out count with one out. A ground out to short from Bobo. Then Gallison was hit by a pitch. Put himself on base. The 1-0 from Kleinsack up above the zone at a ball, 2-0. Ten combined hits, nine combined runs. And we're only 4 1/3 innings down here in this game. But Wisconsin Rapids has doubled the runs of Madison. And a 2-0. Paints up the left edge, 2-1. Had a fastball at 85. Two balls, one strike, one out. Madison, five-game win streak, their longest of the season. They've had multiple four-game win streaks, but never five, let alone six. A 2-1 to Lordoy, fouled off back behind home plate, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Callison is second. Looks like he stole the base there. Kleinsack with the ball behind his back. He'll come set. Callison on second in scoring position. And a 2-2 to Lordoy, and a swing and a ground ball over to McCann at first. Scoops it up, and he tags first, but looks like that might have just been fouled. That did not look like a foul ball. Donnie Scott coming out there right now to have a word with head umpire Terry Kondich. That seemed like that remained fair for the most part. May have fouled. So 2-2 still. Gallison at second. Two balls, two strikes. A 6-3 lead for the Rafters. Hoping to add to it here in the top of the fifth. And a 2-2, Gallison was looking to go on his way to third, and nonetheless comes up for a ball. The count runs full. Three balls, two strikes.
I don't even notice. I don't even know. I don't even have him there.
Okay. One gone.
Did he just go? Did he go there? Nobody even knows he's there.
The payoff. And Lordoy swinging a jam shot kind of towards McCann at first. And he comes out, makes the catch for two down. James Bornick, a two-run home run last time up into right field. He also grounded out to short. Two gone. Bornick, 1-for-2. His first home run of the season to add towards a Wisconsin Rapids 6-3 lead. Kleinsack sets serves at a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike with two outs. Kleinsack looks in and trying to dial in his would be his first strikeout. Hasn't gotten one yet. Callison was hit by a pitch. He stands now at second. The 0-1 of the changeup works in. And a breaking ball, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. 0-2 is the count. Kleinsek looks down again here on Bornick, the left-hander. Two gone. And Gallison on his way to third now. And a swing and a liner into left field. Gallison running all the way home, and he'll score. James Bornick, another RBI as the Rafters go up 7-3. Gallison already was taking third, and then it helped Bornick. A slice ball into left field. Rafters get back up to four runs, and they extend this lead once more. Kyle Carlson, 1-for-2 with a base hit. Bornick stands at first. Kleinsek works on Carlson, who hits a slice ball into right field. Diving out goes underneath the glove of Moreno. Bornick charging all the way home. At the wall, Bornick will score. Carlson with a triple. What about that? Just like that, Rafters 8-3. A two-out RBI triple from Kyle Carlson. So now Wisconsin Rapids, another two-run inning. And Joseph Moroic struck out swinging. He's 0-for-1, was walked his first time up. Nine hits, eight runs.
Horrible play.
Kyle Carlson.
He's not an outfielder.
And a set to serve. And a swing and a miss, 0-1.
Just don't have a choice.
So 8-3 now, Wisconsin Rapids. Two down. Offensively looking night and day better than yesterday. And the 0-1 from Kleinsek fouled off and high. 0-2. But it was just like that. It was an RBI single from Bornick to bring home Gallison. And then Carlson, a two-out RBI triple to send in Bornick all the way from first. Two gone. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 from Kleinsek and fouled again. Eight runs through 4 2/3 inning. What a start for this team. Offensively batting a 182 in the past five. The 0-2 from Kleinsek and again popped out and away. Heinzick up to 30 pitches now. Five-run lead for Wisconsin Rapids, the biggest of the day. They were up 4-0, then Madison got within a run and again fouled, sliced out of play. No balls, two strikes, two outs. 0-2 is the count. Two gone. Kleinsek looks in here on Moroic. Just high above the zone of the ball, 1-2. Still hasn't had a strikeout yet. The eight-hole batter, Joseph Moroic, the College of Lake County product. Native of Spring Grove, Illinois. And the 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball that goes right into the glove of McCann. Steps on first, but Wisconsin Rapids another two-run inning. They lead 8-3. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, another two-run inning for the Rafters and their biggest lead of the day, up 5 runs. They lead 8-3 as Parrish will go to work on the mound. And set in for a ball. He'll face Chad McCann. McCann flew out to right. And the 1-0. And a swing and a ball right into the glove of Carlson. Jumps up again. Made the exact same play where Tucker did in the bottom of the first, where he had a line out into third. David Melfi also flew out to right in the second inning. Bryson Parrish, 67 pitches, has gone 4 1/3. He's given up 3 hits, 3 runs, but it was basically one swing of the bat as he throws in on a first pitch strike. That one won. No balls, 1 strike and 1 out. And the 0-1 this time, and a swing and a ball lifted into left field away from Gallison, kicking into the corner. He has trouble fielding it. Melfi on his way to second. The throw is not in time. So David Melfi with a double. Top of the order. Now with Jackson Tucker, who's 0 for 2. Madison down 5 runs. They have some work to do, but if you're the Rafters, just continue to lock it down the defensive side. The offense right now has been taking care of itself. Melfi at second. Parrish to first pitch strike here on Tucker, 0-1. Bryson Parrish, 4 strikeouts. 1 gone. And the 0-1. And a check swing that works in on the strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Bryson Parrish looking for strikeout number 5. On deck is Davis Hamilton. 1 gone. The right-hander, Jackson Tucker, the 0-2, out low, 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Count runs at 1-2. The 1-2 this time, and again at a ball, 2-2. Another fastball at 88. Top of the order, Jackson Tucker. 53 hits on this season, 26 RBIs, 290 batter, and a 2-2 from Parrish, and a swing, and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Moroic to make the catch, putting 2 down. Davis Hamilton, 0-2 as well, a ground out into second, and a fly out to center. Melfi remains at second. So Bryson Parrish, 4 strikeouts, 74 pitches. 2 down. And a swing and a ball popped up towards the catcher, Jensen, who has dropped it on the third base line. Man, oh man. Lost his footing there for a second. He was lucky that ball didn't stay fair. Levi Jensen, you don't see that too often. Carlson, Jensen, and Parrish were coming to it. Jensen lost his footing and then just wasn't able to catch that ball. Two down. The 0-1 from Parrish. And again at a strike. There's a fastball at 88. That went two. Melfi at second. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The 0-2. And a swing and a liner into right field. Bobo there to cut it off. On his way home is Melfi. The throw is not in time. As Madison, they get a run for the first time since the second. They cut this to 8-4. Hamilton, an RBI single, a two-out RBI single. And this brings in Alex Harrell, who struck out swinging and also had a base hit. So Madison gets a run back. They cut it to a four-run game once again. 8-4 is the score, but the Raptors still in control right now as Harrell rips one into left. Another base hit for him. Back-to-back hits. Madison in business once more. Boy, Alex Harrell coming into today batting a .448. He's already 2-for-3. As Kyle Schroeder walked and struck out looking. So this puts Hamilton at second, Harrell at first. A run back for Madison. They've cut it to 8-4. Parrish just has to look to get this last out. 78 pitches for him. He looks in, fires up high on Schroeder. If Schroeder can get on base, this would put the tying run at the plate. But Raptors, they don't want that. You just got to look to get this third out to head to the top of the six. But two down, the 1-0. Well low at a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 is the count with two down. At first is Harrell. At second is Hamilton. Schroeder, six hits this season, the 2-0. Works in on the right edge, 2-1. So two balls, one strike with two down. 2-1 is the count. One away. Parrish on pitch 82. And a swing and a bouncer that goes towards Moroic, who has trouble fielding it, throws it on to first, and he's safe. Wow. Schroeder just gets there in the nick of time. This puts the bases loaded with Liam Moreno up. A high bouncer that went over the head of Parrish. Moreau came out to field it. As Brian Dyer wants to have a word with his pitcher and also his infield. So Kyle Schroeder stands at first, Harrell's at second, and Hamilton's at third. This wouldn't have all happened if Levi Jensen just came out to make that play. It started with that, where he just wasn't able to catch the fly ball. Brian Dyer just wanting to have a word with his pitcher, and also the infield as well. They just got to look to get this one out. Liam Moreno struck out twice. He's 0-for-2. Tying run now at the plate. Parrish works in a strike this time. 0-1. He's given up seven hits, four runs, a walk, has four strikeouts. And the 0-1, and a swing and a ground ball that goes past the, no, towards the diving Carlson, makes the play. What a play. Kyle Carlson dives out, throws it on to second, and the third baseman, a huge play there as Madison had the bases loaded. They get a run. We head to the top of the sixth. Rafters in front, 8-4.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So Levi Jensen will step in here at top of the sixth inning. Madison gets a run back. But they had the bases loaded, and Kyle Carson, what a play he made. It was a ground ball into third. He had to dive out to make that catch because it goes past him. Surely one run scores, possibly two. So Rafters on a four-run lead. Jensen, who was one for two. Kleinsicker will go to work again. This time's in for a strike. Paints the left edge at a breaking ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, 9 hits to 7 in favor of Wisconsin Rapids, but 8 runs because of it. Kleinsicker kicks the 1-1. High out of the zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Andres Kleinsicker, 36 pitches, has given up 2 hits, 2 runs. The 2-1. Inside of the ball, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Jensen, the 9-hole batter. Ty Johnson on deck. And the 3-1 from Kleinsicker. Up high and above the zone for ball 4. So Jensen leads off with a walk. This puts Ty Johnson up. It's the first walk Kleinsicker has thrown, second today. Johnson, 2 for 3, a grand slam. Also has, obviously, that run as well, so man oh man. Ty Johnson, the left-hander, he'll face Kleinsicker and throws outside. Well high to ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Jensen at first. Kleinsicker kicks the 1-0 to Johnson and fouled off. 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. There is a new pitcher warming up for the Mallards. We'll see how long Kleinsicker has gone. He's already gone 2 innings, 40 pitches. Set a walk, no strikeouts for the Verona, Wisconsin native. The 1-1, and a swing and a ball sliced into left field, and that drops. It stays fair on the third baseline. Levi Jensen on his way home. The throw to the cutoff man, Fisher. The throw all the way home, and doesn't get him in time. Jensen will score. Ty Johnson once again. An RBI double in the left field. And Rafter is now up 9-4. They've scored at least a run in four of their past five innings. Offensively, they have just been a juggernaut today. So David Smigielski now is due up. He's 0 for 3. Johnson at second. Now four ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Johnson at second. A 9-4 lead with 10 hits. A 1-0 from Kleinsick as Smigielski fouls it off. A 1-1. A 1-1 one strike. 17 combined hits. We're only in the top of the sixth. The 1-1 from Kleinsick in this Smigielski and works into the strike. 1-2. Rafters go back up 5 runs. They surely needed this offensive performance. Even yesterday, only 6 hits. 4 runs. The day before, only 4 hits. They got 7 runs, but the 1-2 bounce low as Johnson on his way to third. The turnaround throw from Melfi to Taylor. And not in time. Johnson in third. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 is the count. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Smigielski goes down. That's the first strikeout Kleinsick has thrown. And this brings in Brendan Bobo. Bobo 1-for-3, a base hit his first time up. Looks like Kleinsick's day is done. I believe it is. So Kleinsick has ended his day 2 1/3 inning. 46 pitches, giving up 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk and a strikeout. But Ty Johnson at third. But another run for Wisconsin Rapids. Boy, they have just offensively been on top of it. And you could feel the way, even this game started. They had 2 hits in the first. As this looks to be a new pitcher. And Bryce Liddle. And the University of St. Thomas, a sophomore from Marcuson, Wisconsin. So Bryce Liddle, it's his turn to step in. He's the third pitcher out of the bullpen for the Mallards. A returning Mallard, 6 games appeared in this season with 16 in the third innings of work. He's allowed 15 hits, 14 runs. He's walked 12 batters, but he's had 21 strikeouts. So Liddle hasn't faced the Rafters yet this season. His last game he pitched was July the 3rd. But last season had 8 games for the Mallards, 29 strikeouts as well. So a guy that can work in the zone, 50 combined strikeouts. In 2 innings, in 2 seasons here. So Bryce Liddle, it's his turn to step in. So the right-hander with 1 down with Ty Johnson at third. But how about Ty Johnson? Man, oh man. Starts his day off with a base hit. Follows it up with a grand slam. Grounds out to short and then an RBI double to bring home Jensen from first. What would the Raptors do without him? He has just been a staple of this team's success all season long. The Northwoods League All-Star, rightfully so. Went the JUCO route to McLennan Community College. Played unbelievable there, where he batted a 364 and then rightfully going to Baylor this upcoming season. So Brendan Bobo, one for three. Mallard's infield shifted in. They trail 9-4. One gone, Johnson at third. Lidl sets and a swing and a miss at a fastball at 93, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one down. 0-1 is the count. The 0-1, the turn from Lidl way up above the zone. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. The 1-1 to Bobo. Throws it low, 2-1, another fastball. Fisher, Hamilton, McCann, Taylor have all taken a couple steps forward because this is a ground ball to one of them. They know where the play is. And 2-1 from Lidl, just outside of the ball, 3-1. Gallison on deck. Three and one. Lidl kicks, turns the 3-1 to Bobo. And a miss this time, 3-2. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom, top of the sixth, the payoff from Lidl. And fouled off backside from Bobo. Junior Brendan Bobo in his second season for the Raptors, a team MVP last season, the Northwoods League All-Star Game MVP, rightfully so. He went 4-for-4 there with a home run. The payoff from Lidl as a swing and a ball lifted high into right center field. Coming under it to make the grab is Tucker, but Johnson all the way running on home, and that's the Raptors' 10th run. 10 hits, 10 runs. Ty Johnson scores for the second time today. So a sac fly RBI from Bobo. Madison, the team that only gave up 11 runs in the past three games, and right now they have given up 10. Anthony Gallison struck out and had a double and was hit by a pinch. So every time the Raptors have scored today in an inning, it's at least been two runs. And the 0-1 right down the plate works in at a fastball on the right edge, 0-2. Four runs in the second, two runs in the third, two in the fifth, and two here in the sixth. They just keep adding to their lead in what's been a dominant display of offense. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bryce Lidl looking for his first strikeout. And the 1-2 to Callison, a swing and a miss. He goes down, but it doesn't matter. Another two-run inning for the Raptors. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 10-4. They're in front. We'll step aside.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 57. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Bryson Parrish remains on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. He's gone five innings, 84 pitches. He's given up seven hits, four runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. So Parrish will face Cal Fisher, who's one for two with a run. Fisher, a base hit in his first time up, and then grounded out to short. And setting in at a ball, 1-0. Last time Madison got a run in the fifth, they had the bases loaded with two outs, but as a swing and a ball popped up, out and away, into the stands, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fisher will see the 1-1 this time and fouling on the top side of the bat, 1-2. So it looks like there is a new pitcher warming up who's just started. Looks to be Kyle Poso. The 1-2 to Fisher, a swing and a ball popped up away and out towards the stands. Seven hits for Madison, 10 hits for the Rafters. But the big difference has been 10 hits, 10 runs in comparison to Madison, only four runs. A ball, two strikes. And count runs at 1-2. Parrish will come set. Serve low. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Parrish, four strikeouts, looking to make it number five. And the shortstop, Fisher. He's got 36 hits this season, a swing and a miss. He goes down low, and Bryson Parrish gets him on a breaking ball at 75. Up to 90 pitches. Keenan Taylor, a three-run home run into left field his first time up, and then he popped down into second. Parrish sets, serves, and a swing and a line drive into center field. And a one-out single from Taylor. And Chad McCann now who's at two hits on 22 at-bats. Last season he batted a .291 for Madison. Was a hitter converted into a pitcher and then now back to a hitter. Out of Campbellsville University and the native of Panama City, Florida. And McCann skies this away in the air. 0-1. So eight hits for Madison, but four runs. No balls, a strike. McCann, the eight-hole batter, 0-2. One down. The 0-1. Inside at a ball. 1-1. We've seen, though, you know, Wisconsin Rapids They've been dominant at times, and then we've seen one or two innings change the direction of the game on the defensive side. You take it back to second game in the doubleheader when they were up 5-0 on Wausau. Wausau got five runs in the last inning and then made it 5-5. And then the Raptors won that game 6-5, but still, I mean, there's been times you take it back to Traverse City, the second game there, when they were up 4-0 heading to the bottom of the ninth, they gave up four runs. So it's about remaining consistent throughout the entire game. And the 2-1 way inside, McCann sees a ball, 3-1. So Bryson Parrish up to 95 pitches right now. Poso warming up. Three balls, a strike, one out. 3-1 is the count. Parrish kicks, serves, and throws low at ball four. So David Melfi had a double. His first time up as manager Kirk Schreiner coming out there right now, and looks like he's going to call to his bullpen. Bryson Parrish, 96 pitches. Two walks, five strikeouts, gave up eight hits, four runs. So decent outing from Bryson Parrish. And yeah, Kyle Poso will step in now out of Hendricks College. So it's Poso's turn. A native of Magnolia, Texas, two games appeared in with a 1-0 record, two innings. He's given up two hits, a run, but has had three strikeouts. The two games he played in was against Fond du Lac on August the 3rd and also Wausau on August the 5th, where he went an inning in each. So Poso, the second pitcher out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. So a decent day for Bryson Parrish. So bringing in a new arm. But David Melfi, who had a double, the bottom of the sixth, and I'll tell you, Wisconsin Rapids just continue to lock it down on the defensive side. And they'll be all right. I mean, offensively, it's been taking care of itself. It started off with a grand slam in the top of the second from Ty Johnson. And then two runs in the third. A two-run shot from James Bornick. And then two runs in the fifth and the sixth. They have just been on top of it. Have scored four of the past six innings to start this game. I mean, it has just really been their best offensive performance we've seen in a couple weeks or so. I mean, especially, the game like this and the magnitude of this game, and given Madison's two games back. But if the Raptors can hang on, they'll be a game back with a chance for the game tomorrow to be tied up with them in first place. So huge, huge turnaround possibly. They can win this game and find a way to win tomorrow. So Kyle Poso. He'll step on for the third time this season. Melfi one for two. McCann at first, Taylor at second. One gone, Poso sets and serves. Throws high to ball, 1-0. So a six-run lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Madison, the only time they've scored has been three runs in the second, then a run in the fifth. And Poso swing and a ground ball that goes into the glove of Johnson at second. The throwback to first, and there's a double play. A 6-4-3 double play. As we head to the top of the seventh inning, Wisconsin Rapids in front 10-4.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.